Close your eyes and allow yourself to take a deep, relaxing breath. And with your exhalation, let go of all of your tensions, all of your cares and worries. I am now going to count from 5 to 1. And with each count, you will feel your body growing heavier and heavier. As you sink deeper and deeper, 5, feel your head, face, neck, shoulders, arms, and hands let go of all tension and restrictions. 4, feel your torso, all of the organs inside your body, your chest, your back, your waist, your hips, all grow heavy and relax. Every part of your body lets go of all its tension and relaxes deeper and deeper. Three, feel your hips, thighs, knees, your calves and ankles relax and let go. 2, breath comes and breath goes. Breath comes and breath goes. And with every passing breath, you move deeper and deeper into that space of trust and absolute light and peace and wisdom. Into that part of you that is your truth forever. That knows all vitality and power. One, completely relax now. Your arms and legs feel so very heavy that it feels almost as if you couldn't move them, but you could if you wanted. For in this beautiful state of relaxation, you are completely engaged with that part of you that is absolutely conscious of everything that you need to know and do. That part of you that is conscious of your eternal being. And that part of you that moves into and through the spirit world with ease, enthusiasm, and comfort. And as you rest in this wonderful state of being, this beautiful spirit you are, you begin to see in front of you. And remember, seeing is with your mind's eye. You won't see this with your eyes, but with your imaging. You begin to notice a wonderful stairway in front of you. It is the stairway to your success. And remember, as you see and notice all of the things that Spirit leads us to today, if you are directed to go in a different way than my words are taking you, give yourself permission to do that. For your spirit guides know exactly what you need to experience in this moment. But bring your consciousness, your awareness back to this stairway in front of you, this stairway to your success. See it completely and in every detail. Notice how large it is. Notice if it's wide or narrow, winding or straight, with landings or directly up. Notice what it's made out of. And as we talk about what it's made out of, understand that every single step in this stairway to your success is built out of your ability to trust yourself, to believe in yourself. And notice if that awareness changes the stairway that you see in any way. What do the steps look like? How comfortable do you feel about approaching it and going up it? The stairway to success is built out of your trust, your self-trust and self-belief. Approach it and notice every single detail in these next few moments that you can about it. Notice the banister, how many steps, you don't have to count them, just notice how long the stairway is. And as you approach it, I'd like you to place your hand on the banister now and begin to ascend. Walk up the stairway to your success that is built out of your trust and your belief in yourself. If there seem to be some holes or weaknesses in this stairway, let yourself step to the side of them. And even as you do, any treads or steps that may feel weak, as you put your toe upon them, feel your trust grow, both in your heart and in the step beneath your feet. Feel your trust grow so that the stair beneath you is solid. Whether it's made out of marble or wood or whatever, hard rock solid. Because your trust in the divine person who you are is absolutely unlimited. Keep going up the stairway now, ascending it in any pace that you feel comfortable, noticing how you feel with each step, building any step that may feel weak to you, just simply out of the emotion and the mind and the determination to hold your trust as absolute in your life. And as you get to the top of the stairs, you see before you a long hallway with many doors on either side. And I'd like you to approach the first door now, whether it's your left or right, and knock. And as you knock on the door, one of your family or loved ones in spirit comes to the door and opens it and steps out into the hall and embraces you. Take a moment to allow this individual, this loving friend or family member, hold you and embrace you with his or her energy. And notice everything that you can about that energy. and let this person indicate to you how deeply he or she cares about you. And let this individual in spirit say to you any words or thoughts. You won't hear them with your ears. You'll just know them with your mind. Any words or thoughts that might have gone unspoken in life, or may have even been unknown on this person's part, but known now because they are in spirit. Notice too, as this person holds you, any physical nuances. And let this person now share any image or symbol, either visually or conceptually. You don't have to know what it means. You just have to give yourself permission to perceive it. It could even be an edge of a symbol. Just notice what the symbol is. You don't have to interpret it. Just take a moment to notice it. For you may get more symbols at a later time. Now let this spirit friend or family member indicate to you any purpose that he or she shares with you at this time. Whether it's healing old issues, working on something new, or just keeping the relationship going. Just let this person, this loved one, share you. With you, that purpose. And as he or she does, let this person, this spirit being, indicate any action that you can take that would support that purpose. Whether that action be emotional, mental, personal, or even physical or professional, what action can you take in your joint purpose with this loved one? And finally, ask this guide to share his or her most important message to you from his deepest place in his heart. One simple word, a simple statement. Know what it is. And now the two of you continue to walk down the hall that you're in to the very next door and see yourself knocking on that door. And at this time, a past life tie comes to answer that door. Allow your imaging to notice everything. You may not see his or her face. You may not see precisely his or her clothes, or know precisely the time or the location. It's okay to get exactly what you get, but feel this entity, this past life spirit, step into the hall and embrace you now. and share his or her energy and color and physical nuances completely. Take a few moments now to be filled with this person's energy, to be wrapped in his or her color and vitality, and to notice anything you notice about your body. Now let this past life guide share an image or a symbol with you. It could indicate his past life history with you or some kind of present experience with you. But just let yourself get even the tiniest little edge of a symbol or an image. And see also if there are any words or thoughts that this guide shares with you. Let this past life tie share with you now the purpose or purposes that you and this spirit being hold together. Why is he or she here with you now? What is the intention? What action does he indicate for you to participate with this intention? And finally, ask this past life tie, what is the most important message that he or she can give you? And let yourself perceive it in any way and trust it completely. And now the three of you continue to walk down the hall and you go to the next door and you stop at the next door and you knock at the next door and a spirit being comes to answer this door too. It is one of your higher teachers, your masters, your spiritual guides, somebody with whom you have worked for many lifetimes. Upon the evolution of your own understanding and in service to the evolution of the world. Allow yourself to notice everything about this wonderful, radiant, glorious being that comes to this door and opens it. And as this radiant being steps into the hall, feel yourself being wrapped in light and power and energy and color so that it surrounds you completely and penetrates your skin and moves all through you. This is your master teacher. Notice everything about his or her colors and energy. And notice if there's any part of your body, particularly any of your seven chakras, that draw your attention as this energy moves through you. Take a few moments to do this now. And now let this wonderful master, teacher, this guide, share with you any images or words or thoughts that he or she would like to share with you. About absolutely anything, but particularly about the purpose that you share with him or her. Let him also indicate the action you need to take to support this shared purpose. And finally, discover from him or her the most important message this radiant, masterful teacher would like to share with you. And now the four of you continue to walk down the hall. And you go to the next door. And when you knock on that door, another being comes to answer. And this is your higher self, the person in eternity who you are forever. The person of unlimited grace, unlimited power. The person who has given birth to you in every lifetime, and the person who is your truth. That source of light and love. And this person simply steps out of the door. And instead of doing what the others had done, simply steps inside you. Because, indeed, it is you. It is the you who lives at the level of divine light and grace. And as this wonderful part of who you are steps inside you, you can feel yourself fill up with this grace and this light, so that every pore, every cell, every thought, every feeling is permeated with absolute unconditional love and power and mind and wisdom. It is who you are completely and forever. And now all of you walk down, all the way down the hall to the very last door that seems to be glowing. And this time, instead of knocking, you lay your hand upon the knob and you open that door. And as it opens, you are met with the most brilliant and radiant light that exists in any reality. And the individual that you see there is the God of your understanding. And allow yourself to be welcomed in to this state of complete communion. And you and all of your guides step into this place and feel the purity, the lightness, the embrace to you and to all of your fellows. And take a moment to simply be there and notice everything you experience. And ask this divine source any question that you may have, or share any sentiment you might feel. Very well. Finish that up now. And I am slowly going to count from 1 to 3. And as I do, you will bring yourself back to your awareness, back to your body. All of these spirit people are available to you anytime and any place. Make a commitment to yourself now and to them to touch in with them frequently and to touch in with this space of radiant beauty and ease. 1 2 3, coming back completely now, remembering every single thought and occurrence, opening your eyes only as you are ready to do so, and carrying with you the light of all these loved ones throughout your day.